Pastor, I hope that you can hear me better this time.
Much, much better. Thank you. And greetings to you, Brother Malote.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Beautiful New Year to you, Pastor.
Thank you so much, man. Same to you and all our listeners who are joining us and tuning in this afternoon.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you so much. And it's great to talk to you once again this year. Well, this afternoon, it's the beginning of the year, and the year is really still fresh. It's, I mean, we're 9 days into the year. So perhaps, you know, talking as families about goal setting, you know, and as an adult, day to day, it's about setting new goals with plenty of tasks, checklists, and all sorts of things in between. And as a parent, keeping your family happy, healthy, and safe is probably a very important task if you're out there and listening. And that's why family goals are essential, striving for achievable goals that can benefit the entire family or the household together. And so goals are better when done together. That's what we believe. And so, Mfundisi, most of us have our own individual goals, and we may also have certain desires for our families when we speak of setting goals. What exactly are we talking about?
I think this is a beautiful topic. The timing is also perfect. It's a new year. You know, as per your introduction, we have wishes, we have desires, we have plans. And part of what we need to do as families is to also plan for the family, you know, set goals. And in a nutshell, setting goals is simply setting or giving yourself a direction or focus. You know, when you set a goal, you actually are trying to achieve something. And when you have a goal, that channels you, that makes you to focus on one specific thing. We are not all over the place. We don't want a family to be all over the place and trying to do everything. There is no direction. But when goals are set, you know the direction that the family is moving toward, you know, and you are doing it as a collective. So, you know, setting goals is very, very important. Yes, as individuals, but also as families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very important indeed. Now, why then is it important for us to set goals as families? I mean, if you have goals and the wife has particular goals, and perhaps some of the older children have got their goals, I think we are good to go. Why must we now be sitting together and setting goals as families?
We set goals for three reasons, and I will talk about the three categories of goals that must be set within families. I think one, we set goals to correct what is not right. In other words, when there's an area that we identify as a family that needs to be improved, you set a goal around that. You can also set a goal as a family, a goal that wants or that aims to sustain what is good, what is positive, what is right. And you say that with this one specific thing that is happening positively, we want to aim to maintain that, to sustain that. Perhaps another area of goal setting may be, things are okay, but let's aim this year to take them to another level. You know, so you correct, you sustain, but also you want to say, how about in the next 6 months, what is good or what has been improved? This month or this year, we want to aim to elevate it a little bit, you know, take it another step higher. So that's the first thing. Now, within families, we can have goals for the collective, and for the collective, we have different types of families. So in a typical nuclear family, you have the parents and the children. And that can be a collective, but you can have a family which is just a husband and a wife, or a family, it is just a single parent and a child or children. But you can have goals, collective goals, goals for the entire family. But within that, you can also have, you know, individual goals. In other words, individual members of the family have goals. And as members of the family, we support them to achieve their individual goals. Mm. But because they are part of a collective, there is that benefit, there is that advantage of getting help, of getting support, you know, of you're not doing it alone, but you have you have a team that helps you to achieve that goal. So those are, and perhaps another area can be, so you have parents and children, perhaps just the couple, the mother and the father, they have their own couple goals, not necessarily goals for the entire family, but obviously what is good in the couple has a way of benefiting the rest of the family, the children or the extended family, in a case where, you know, the family is not just the mother and the father, but other members. Other goals can be just around children, you know. This is what we are hoping to improve. We are setting goals just around the children. So you can have family as a collective, you can have couple, you can have children, but also individuals in the family setting different goals for themselves, but also benefiting, you know, from the support and the help and influence of the family. And when these goals are met, the rest of the family gets to benefit.
Mm-hmm. And but this family, would it include extended family members?
It depends on how you define a family. So you have a family, but you also have what is called in South Africa households, perhaps not in South Africa, but in Africa. So I've tried to give a definition, but you have a lot of cases in Africa where it's more than the mother and the father, but you can have cousins, you can have aunties, you can have different, you know, people or persons that are not necessarily, you know, directly family members, but they are part of the household. And in other cases, or in many instances, you may want to do goal setting as a household, and say that, you know, as this household with all these members, these are the goals that we have for ourselves. But also within that, you can have a situation where there's a household, the extended family members, but there are goals just for the immediate family.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It's
quite interesting. And we'll come back to that because it's actually quite a very interesting thought there. But then how do we then get the whole family involved, in not only setting goals together, but also achieving, you know, the goals together?
I think very, very important question. Ideally, and when I'm saying ideally, because we have different setups, different ways of running our families, where the father just dictates what needs to be achieved this year, or where the mother, and in other instances, where children actually dictate what must be achieved this year. Mm. But I think in an ideal setting, let's get together as a family, as family members, and let's have a discussion. It's not imposed. And when we have discussed it, it means that every member of the family, they make a contribution. And if they make a contribution, that means that there's a greater chance that they will participate in the execution that will lead to the fulfillment of the goal. When they're imposed, sometimes someone may feel, you know, they may even resist. I was not part of the discussion. I was not part of the goal setting. It is just imposed on me. And therefore, because of that, I may have an attitude and not really participate. But ideally, let's discuss, let's come together, all of us as a family, as family members. Yeah, that's one. I think the second principle that is important is that, and I know that families differ. Let's not be too formal, but let's be serious.
Okay.
But not too formal, where certain members may feel, you know, intimidated or scared or not free to engage or participate. But when it is, when the atmosphere is relaxed, the children are as relaxed as the father is as relaxed as the youngest child. And then the discussion will be very, very fruitful. There will be maximum participation. You will get everyone's opinion expressed, get everyone's commitment to help to contribute to the achievement of the goal.
Now, in as far as, thank you for that, by the way, in as far as, you know, a goal setting is concerned, you may discover that, you know, as a nucleus family, we have our family goals that are going a particular direction. But because, you know, we are Africans, our families are, you know, very much linked to extended family members. And you then discover that perhaps goals, family goals, that is the entire now tribe of the Banis, for instance, would want to go a particular way. How do we then synchronize, you know, these particular, you know, goals as a nucleus family vis-a-vis extended family members? I might add as well from individual family members as well, synchronizing all of that with the extended family members and as a family as well.
The immediate nucleus family, they need to also... So we can have goals that just benefit us as a nucleus family, but we can also say that it's not just us, because in an African context, to your point, Brother Malode, in an African context, you have a broader family, broader relatives. You then say that let's have goals for us internally, nuclear immediate family. But also, because we are part of a bigger family, let's also aim to contribute to those goals. You can come together as a larger family, but I think once goals of the nucleus families have been set, we can then go to the, you know, outside of ourselves now. Now you go to the rest of the clan, and say, this will be our contribution, or these are the goals for the extended family for this year, and this will be our contribution. This will be our contribution as this nuclear immediate family that we are. But you are also recognizing that it's not just me. It's not just about me and my immediate family members, but also there's a broader group. It may be around those of us who have mothers. These are my goals for my wife and my children, but also for my mother, but also for my brother, but also for my uncle. This is also what I am adding, you know, that I think we want to achieve this, but once we have achieved things for ourselves or set goals for ourselves, but let's also go a little bit outside. But I think the principle that must always be maintained is that the bigger responsibility that we have is with your immediate nuclear family. And I'm not saying that the rest don't matter. They matter in our context as Africans. But your primary and your first responsibility is to your immediate, your wife, your children, your you know, or just, yes, whatever form of family you have. Whether it's a single parent household, that's your primary immediate focus and interest. And once that is served, you can then go outside and look at the extended family.
And then, Pastor, lastly and very quickly, can one sacrifice their individual goals for the family?
Sometimes that is necessary. sometimes that happens. You may say that looking an example, let's look at a family where they need to, their certain goal around education. And that may require that more money is spent on one person and while another takes less, you know, depending on priorities and where the family is. Yes, sometimes sacrifice is necessary, but the ultimate goal must be to benefit the family. It cannot just be about the individual. But where sacrifices, I'm saying in certain instances, sacrifices are made. And one may sacrifice their time, you know, their individual time, and say, I want to do something for myself, but I'm going to sacrifice that and do something with the family, you know, because I'm part of the family. From time to time, we are called to sacrifice personal interest for the good of the family. 100%, Brother Maloti, it does happen, and it sometimes is necessary.
Mm, beautiful. Well, Mfundisi, I do want to thank you so much for your time. Blessings to you. And thank you once again for joining us here on the Adventist World Radio. Powerful stuff you have shared with us this afternoon. I wish you all the blessings.
Thank you so much, and blessings to you. Blessings to the AWR family and the listeners.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
You are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.